Good will always prevail for those who hang or hold on to God, because God is our protector and strength. This is the message of Prophet Jeremiah in our first reading today. Even if other people, even his friends, wished him misfortunes and death, Jeremiah held on to God as he said, "The Lord is with me like a dread warrior. Therefore, my persecutors will stumble and they will not prevail. They will be greatly shamed, for they will not succeed." A great reminder for all of us that if we are with God, we must not be worried of anything or to anybody. God and his goodness will always prevail. Despite of many obstacles, oppositions, or negative attitude, if we are doing good and follow what the Lord commanded us to do, we will never stumble, and our strength is God himself. Jeremiah has confidence in his God, and his attackers will not prevail. He said, "The Lord is at my side. My opponents will mastered, confounded by their failure. For his God is a God of justice and truth, a God who is on the side on the needy." He said, "Praise Yahweh, praise our Lord, for he has delivered the soul of one in need." The needy one, or the poor, is used in a religious sense. It means ill-treated by people, but confident in God, looking to Yahweh for support. By Jeremiah's time, the term poor, needy, had become virtually synonymous with righteous, someone whose total trust and dependence is on God. The mission of Jesus is to make known God the Father. He obeyed his Father even if danger, opposition, and death happened to him. He trusted his Father because he knew that the Father will never abandon him. His Father's work and intention will prevail, and the Son of Man will be glorified. As we enter Holy Week, God is telling us, through the life of Jesus Christ, we will be protected. Hold on to him, and we will never be stumbled. Yes, our body will be inflicted with harm, but our soul, who is faithful to God, will never be lost, because we know God saved us. So, my dear brothers and sisters, let us therefore ask the Lord that good will always prevail in our lives and in the world. Let us trust our Lord amidst conflicts and war, suffering and death. As Jeremiah said, "Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, for he has delivered the life of the needy from the hands of evildoers." May we also be hopeful and believe that God and good people will always be victorious and succeed. Remember, God will always prevail. Good will always prevail.